A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM. Can I share with you some tech I've read about? An artificial tongue developed by scientists in Scotland. Apparently it can taste its way through counterfeit alcohol and stuff. Apparently it can taste. They tested it at the University of Glasgow, right? And it was able to test the differences between different types of whiskey from different distilleries. So it could pick Glenfiddich, Glenmarnock, Lafroig with 99% accuracy. And apparently could tell the difference between the same brand, but they're different aged varieties. So it could pick the 18-year-old whiskey from the, you know, from the 15.
So it's a better tongue than what we have.
Apparently. So I know.
Except what, they can actually connect it to someone's mouth?
No, I don't think that's what it's for. I don't think it's a replacement tongue. I think it's just one that they use to test for food safety stuff.
What, because they don't want anyone else to taste whiskies?
No, I don't think
they can't find someone to volunteer. Look, I'm going to put my hand up.
Don't worry.
I will do it. Look, I'll take one for the team.
I think there's plenty of people that have put their hands up. I don't think they're as accurate.
Right, okay.
But,
that creeps me out. It's like a tongue on the desk. Reminds me of the Addams Family. Like, oh, let's just grab this tongue as it crawls across the desk.
I don't know how realistic it looks. Mm. You want to hope it doesn't look...
Yeah, tongue-ish.
Like a tongue-ish. There's a word I'd like you to try and work into your sentences today. It's our word of the day. Welcome to a tongue-ish Thursday.
Yuck.
A bit of star watching never goes astray. A bit of stargazing. Okay. Do you ever sort of get out with a telescope?
Yeah. No.
Well, for those that
First of all, I don't have a telescope.
Okay.
But,
no.
Okay. Well, maybe look, camping.
For those that want to go, well, yeah, that's...
When you're camping,
they're actually suggesting that's the best spot for it because the Northern Hemisphere is going to be treated to all sorts of good stuff, but they reckon regional Australia, so if you kind of wander out from town, the Perseids meteor shower is best for you Tuesday, August 13.
Oh, meteor shower is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they reckon as many as 60 meteors per hour at the peak.
Wow.
But this weekend, leading up to it, there could be all sorts of good chances to check it out. So that's northeast on the horizon. And we'll be pretty lucky because, well, over east, they're talking about snow and terrible weather and stuff. So we might have
because
some good moments.
Because of the meteor shower.
No, it just might block the meteor shower.
Right, okay.
So we might have a decent view of it.
Okay, so this weekend, start looking for it. I've got a story for you.
Yeah, no, you gave me two words, exploding toilet.
Yes.
Okay.
Share. That's probably all you need to know, really.
Okay. A toilet exploded somewhere?
A toilet exploded in Florida after lightning struck their septic tank.
Oh!
So, this...
Sorry, wow.
Yeah, I know, lots going on here. The homeowner described it as the loudest noise I'd ever heard. and a local plumber came and checked it out to see what had happened. And it was a gas explosion.
Right, so lightning hits the tank and the tank sets off a gas explosion.
Yeah.
It gets funneled up through your toilet.
Because of all the methane that builds up.
For some reason, that makes me think of a scene out of one of the Die Hard movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
toilet exploding?
I'm pretty sure there's a toilet explosion in one of the Die Hard movies, but it wasn't involving lightning.
No, but there you go. So lightning's... be careful.
If there was another reason
can
for you
strike
to
anywhere.
Try and make sure you got onto the main sewerage.
Yeah, that's it.
That's probably it right there. Well, a farmer has reportedly proposed to his girlfriend by putting an engagement ring on a cow's udder.
That is pretty gross.
Which has been labelled somewhat creepy by some.
Yeah.
Can I show you the photo?
Sure. Oh, gross.
You know what people have gotten judgy about, though? The ring.
Really? They're saying the ring's not good enough.
It looks kind of weird. It looks like it's on a very old finger. The ring.
Oh, the picture.
The picture does.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ring itself, like, yeah,
what's
that's what people think. Oh, no, the band's too thick and the something
oh,
and this
up.
And all these things. Anyway.
I hate when people go on about people's engagement rings.
Seriously, it's just like, let them live.
And like they make fun of people's fingers. That, look how fat your finger is. Look how little that gem is. Can you just shut up
he's
and be
stuck
happy
it on
for people?
Udder, for
that's,
God's sake.
I know. So please address that issue
you
first.
You can't complain about that. Some people said it looked utterly terrible. Hey? One said, that is the worst thing I've seen in my whole life and I've watched Friends 6 times.
Oh, come on.
It's pretty harsh.
Come on, Friends
Another
is
one
great.
Said, I think he's just trying to milk the proposal. Yeah. But I want to know, technically, does that make it a nipple ring?
A nipple ring.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And here she comes with her direct line to the stars, Nikki Parkinson.
Disney has announced it's remaking Home Alone.
Really?
I know.
When does it end?
I'm kind of excited about this one, though.
You're right.
The 90s Christmas movie remake is described as a reimagining for a new generation.
Right.
And obviously, Macaulay Culkin wasn't involved in the remake either. Since the news has dropped, he's tweeted a photo of himself sitting on his laptop with a big bowl of food and his pot belly hanging out, labelling it what an updated Home Alone would actually look like. Then he asked Disney to call him. So obviously he's been blindsided by this one. So don't expect to see Macaulay in the new one. A portrait of Beyonce is set to become part of the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery's permanent collection.
Right.
The image originally appeared on the cover of Vogue in September last year. The photographer Tyler Mitchell was 23 when he took the photo, and it was the first African-American, he was the first African-American ever to shoot a cover for Vogue, as well as one of the youngest. So pretty big deal, this pick. Now, Taylor Swift has been announced as a performer at the 2019 MTV VMAs. It'll be her first VMAs performance since 2015. It will also mark her first major TV performance after she releases her album Lover on the 23rd.
Right.
The 2019 MTV VMAs are on August 26th. And Keith Urban, keeping up with the times, has covered one of Taylor Swift's latest songs, You Need to Calm Down, in the second edition of his Human Jukebox web series. This is where he just goes live and fans just kind of message through what songs they want to hear from him, and he just does them on the fly. So this is his cover of Taylor Swift.
You need to calm down.
Pretty good.
It is. I love him. He just covers anything.
Yeah.
He also did a bit of Katy Perry's Never Really Over. So he's all over it, Keith.
Look at him. He's the coolest grandma I know.
With the best hair as well.
He does look a little bit like someone's grandma. But anyway, let's just move on.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.